With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Treasury Department has issued new sanctions targeting Iran's nuclear program.
These sanctions come just days before senior officials are to hold talks in the Persian Gulf nation of Oman. Five entities and one person based in Iran are cited in the new sanctions for their support of Iran's nuclear program. One of the designated groups include the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. The sanctions also target Iran's centrifuge technology company, Thorium Power Company, and Azerab Industries.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting now. Wednesday's announcement comes after President Trump said earlier in the week he was dispatching senior envoys to hold direct nuclear talks with Iran. Also at SRNnews.com, the FDA now says some telework will be allowed. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Emails and statements from FDA employees show the agency is now allowing some of its most critical staffers to work remotely several days a week. The shift comes after worries that recent layoffs and resignations could jeopardize basic FDA operations. The policy change appears to only apply to staffers who review medical products. Those employees are largely funded by industry user fees and not federal dollars. There have been large-scale firings at the FDA, then a scramble to rehire some of those fired, followed by additional layoffs last week of an estimated 3,400 staffers, or more than 15% of the agency's workforce. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Capitol Hill, the House voting to overturn a rule that would have limited bank overdraft fees to $5 following the Senate in moving to dismantle the Biden-era regulation the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau had said would save consumers billions. This is SRN News. Older Christians have more faith than younger ones.
According to a poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, 58% of believers who are senior citizens say they pray every day versus just 27% of 18 to 24-year-olds. Christians who are 74 and up are also about twice as likely as young believers to show up at church at least once a month. The Pew report also reveals that while 80% of all seniors self-identify as Christians, only 46% of Generation Z do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Pakistan on the rise again. New report in the first 3 months of this year shows there's been a surge in murders, beatings, abductions, forced conversions, and in many cases forced marriages. International Christian Concern calls it a, quote, grotesque culmination of centuries of state-sanctioned brutality. This is SRN News. House Republican leaders scrapping plans to vote on the Senate framework to advance key parts of the president's legislative agenda, a setback that comes in the face of opposition from several conservatives. Bernie Bennett has the story.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the chamber would probably vote on the measure Thursday. The chamber was initially scheduled to vote on the measure around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, but a number of lawmakers in the party's right flank remained entrenched in opposition to the measure, unwilling to waver from that resistance despite intense pressure from President Trump himself. Johnson officially announced plans to yank the vote after he huddled in a room off the House floor with more than a dozen conservative holdouts for over an hour. In the end, the conversation was not enough. The speaker said the conservative critics still had qualms with the budget resolution. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Just an unbelievable day in trading on Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow was up nearly 3,000 points. NASDAQ climbed 1,800. More details at SRNnews.com.